something that's on your heart and mind this evening. Ruth, can you pass me that Bible, please? I left that down when I was speaking to Ben. Very good.
另外也没有什么特别的问题。
Okay, do we have anything for this evening? It's interesting for me. Every time we get together, there's a different group. And I keep on looking at the group, and then I say, now, Lord, what should I be teaching this group? And tonight, I guess with the exception of Ben, you're all relatively mature believers, and that's very good. So I want to give something that's going to be beneficial to you all. Do you have any specific direction for me tonight?
今天没什么特别为今晚的问题，因为今天除了 Ben， 在场的都是比较信了一段时间的哈，成熟的基督徒，尝试着给。
Could you lead us to read one of the Psalms?
One of the Psalms, yes.
77.
Psalm which?
77.
Okay, I was looking at 88, but 77.
88.
They're all good Psalms. Let's see what we can do with Psalm 77. Psalm 77. 78.
诗篇
77. Alright, I always start with my own translation. It's easier for me to work from that. Alright. Psalm 77. So I'll just give you a very brief introduction and then we'll read it together. The psalm is entitled To the Chief Musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph.
他这个小标题呢是亚萨的诗哈，照耶杜顿的做法。
And Jeduthun and Asaph were both musicians.
两个人呢，亚萨和耶杜顿呢，都是音乐侍奉者哈，都是当时大卫时代用音乐侍奉。
So among other things, this particular psalm is a song.
所以在这个所有的诗篇里呢，这个诗篇特别，它是一首歌，所以它是做音乐的人写。
The songs in the Bible are usually very, very serious.
所以这里面唱的呢诗哈，在圣经里经常是非常严肃的。
The world's songs are often frivolous or, what's the word I want next? They're light, they're empty. Frivolous, light, and empty. I don't know what that translates as, but.
Yeah, I didn't get your point.
That's what the world's songs are frivolous, light, and empty. But the Lord's songs are very deep and serious.
就是说呢，地上的诗唱出来的歌哈，他在讲那个唱出来的歌了，就我们用歌这个词汇更准确。地上的歌呢，就是人自己写的歌，是空洞的，空虚，没有用，没有意义的。但是呢，神的歌呢是非常严肃的，非常内涵丰富的。
Most of the songs that we sing are flattering to ourselves or flattering to other people.
然后我们唱的很多歌，地上的歌呢，是要么奉承自己的，要么是奉承别人。
But the Bible's songs are often very self-condemning.
那圣经里讲的是唱出来的歌呢，经常是，是自己不能讲自己定罪，就是看见自己的不义的。
So the Lord says, listen, I want you to learn to sing these songs because you'll remember the words, because you remember the tune, but it will challenge you to think right thoughts.
所以我们会记唱的时候不但记得这些旋律也记得这些歌词，更多的时候呢是能够挑战我们的思维，去启发我们的思维，去想一些事情。
So, very, very often then, God's songs are more serious than the world's songs.
所以神的歌总是比世界的歌呢要更加的认真和严肃。
Alright, well if we're going to do this psalm, then we should read the psalm together first, and then I'll make some comments on it. So, let's read it. First of all in Chinese, then we'll read the English, and then I'll make some comments.
Read all verses 1 to
20. Yeah, 1 to 20, that's what I would do, yeah.
那我们一个顺着读下去，我们先用中文读，我们再来看英文。我要向神发出，向神发声呼求，我向神发声，他必留心听我。
我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住地举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。
我想念神就烦躁不安，我身影悲伤，心变乏昏。
你叫我不能闭眼，我烦乱不安，甚至不能说话。
我追想古时之日，上古之年。
我想起夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我的灵也仔细搜索。
难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许世世废弃吗？
难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要尊念至高者，显出右手之年代。
我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事。
我也要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。
神啊，你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神呢？
你是行奇事的神，你曾在列邦中彰显你的能力，
你曾用你的臂膀赎了你的名，就是雅各和约瑟的子孙。
诸水见你，神啊，诸水见你就惊惶，深渊也震抖。
云中倒出水来，天空发出响声，你的箭也飞行四方，你的雷声在旋风中，电光照亮世界，大地颤抖震动。
你的道在海中，你的路在大水中，你的脚中无人知道。
你曾借着摩西和亚伦的手引导你的百姓，好像羊群一般。
Okay, let's read it then together, all together in English, and then we'll get some comments.
我们一起来用英文再读一遍。
I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord.At night I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago.I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused and my spirit inquired. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful?Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord.
I will remember your miracles of long ago.
I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples, and your mighty arm, you redeem people. The descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, O God. The water saw you and raved. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
All right. Well, that's a very, very interesting psalm. And it is a psalm typical of the stresses and distresses that we have in life.
所以这是个非常有意思的诗，这是讲到了我们的生命中会有的压力和沮丧的时刻。
All right, so this song then leads us from the beginning all the way to the end. So the logic flow of this psalm is very, very important. If you just take one verse or another verse, it doesn't make terribly much sense. The logic flow is important.
所以这首诗圣诗是从第一节到二十节，它是有个连贯的逻辑顺序的。然后你当中随便抽出来一句呢，可能不一定有特别的意义。
All right, so this psalm then really is about deep concern, deep trouble, big problems in the life.
所以这里面是在讲非常非常大的压力和麻烦啊，在生命里。
But the problem is that this problem keeps going for a long time.
但是问题是呢，这一切的麻烦呢，它会持续很长的时间。
That's right. That's what it is. So the problem is then that he prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happened.
问题是呢，他就祷告啊祷告啊祷告，但是什么也没发生。
Now that gets to be discouraging after a while.
这个过一阵子还是挺让人沮丧的。
And you say, isn't God going to answer sometime? It's taking so long for him to answer.
你甚至有的时候会想呢，神是不是会回答呢？那花了很长的时间，神来回答。
And sometimes people say, I'm not sure that he's ever going to answer. I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. And I didn't get any answer.
有的时候人甚至会说，我甚至不确定他会不会回答，因为我祷告了，祷告了，祷告了，他也没有回答。
All right, so let's read the first three verses. I'll read them with a comment or two. Just down the first three verses. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. Now that happens often. People crying out, saying, Lord, would you help me? Lord, would you help me? And then he says, when I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands. Very, very often we pray very sincerely in the night. What do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night and then you lie awake for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours and you're lying in bed and you can't even close your eyes properly, mm-hmm. you're wide awake and you're praying and praying and praying. That's the way he was.
所以第一节和第二节啊，他说，神向神发声呼求啊，我向神发声，就这在讲祷告了，就是我们经常会把我们的需要啊，我们在呼喊中向神说出来。然后第二节呢，我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住的举手祷告，是在说我们晚上可能会持续的为我们的需要和患难祷告。
Verse 2 ends with the line, "My soul refused to be comforted."
但第二节的结尾却说我的心不肯受安慰。
Sometimes you pray and then you say, "Oh, that everything's fine." You go back to sleep.
有的时候你祷告完，哎呀，你说这是一切都还好，那我就睡着了。
Sometimes you pray and you don't go back to sleep.
有的时候你祷告完，你还是不行，不能睡着。
All right, verse 3.I remembered you, O God, and I groaned.
第三节说呢，我想念神。
I mused, and my spirit grew faint. The more I thought, the more I prayed, the weaker I got.
我就沉吟悲伤，心变发昏。我越祷告呢，我越感觉这个虚弱。
And then the little word Selah.
然后呢，这里后面有个小词叫细拉。
So what does Selah mean?
Selah 什么意思啊？
Yeah, stop, think about that.
就是停下来想一想。
Okay, and so he's just basically saying, listen, this is very serious. This is not superficial. This is very, very serious prayer.
所以这个作者在这里其实就在说这是很认真的。他让你停下来再想一想，这不是瞎说的，这不是假想出来的，这是非常认真的一个场景。
And then he goes on and basically says it's even worse, verse 4.
然后接着第四节呢，可能更糟糕了。
You kept my eyes from closing.
你叫我不能闭眼。
Okay, now have you ever had a night like that?
你有没有在晚上经历过这样的情形？
Three or four nights ago, I was amazed. I kept on saying, I can't shut my eyes. I was lying in bed. It was the middle of the night.And instead of lying there with my eyes closed, my eyes were open. And I said, what's the matter with you, Harold? You're supposed to be asleep. But my eyes were open. I was troubled. My eyes were open. I couldn't close them. He says, not only could I not close my eyes, I was too troubled to speak.
所以第四节说我不能闭眼啊。Harold 说他前几天的晚上就有一次，他的晚上就眼睛就不能闭上，他就睡不着，然后不但如此呢，我烦乱不安啊，甚至不能说话，就他的灵很乱。
Then he says, this made it even worse, verses 5 and 6. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart mused and my spirit inquired.So you say, excuse me.
Yeah, 第五、第六节呢，事情会更糟一些。然后
，Hello, Shoko.
Yeah, 就说到那个，他说，我追想古时之日啊，上古之年，我想起我夜间的歌曲，我扪心自问，心里也仔细省察。
So, Shoko, we're studying Psalm 77.
对，诗篇77。
And the problem is that we've got these heavy burdens and this great prayer and there's no response. But in the old days there was response. I can remember God used to answer my prayer. He just isn't answering my prayer now.
所以这五六节讲的什么意思呢？就是在前面四节已经讲的那个情形，我有很大的麻烦需要，然后我就很久的祷告，神也没有听允，神也没有回应。那到晚上呢，我还是求，我一直到睡不着觉的程度，不能说话的程度。但是呢，我回想，就五六节说，我回想古时呢，我那时候的祷告，神是会回应的。
So you might be tempted to ask what's wrong.
所以你这时候就会有想法，就会想，那怎么到底怎么回事呢？发生什么事情了？
Why did God answer me yesterday but not today?
为什么神昨天回应我，今天没有呢？
Is it my fault?
是不是我的责任呢？
Is it God's fault?
是神的责任吗？
Something's wrong.
总有一些问题总有一些事情有问题了。
So he ponders it more, verse 7.
他就继续的往下思考，就是第七节。
He says, will the Lord reject me forever? Is he ever going to answer these prayers?
难道主要永远丢弃我不再施恩吗？
Will he never show his favor again?
他不再施他的恩典，就是第二段。
So the psalmist is saying, listen, the problem wasn't yesterday. Yesterday it was great. It's just that today there's all these problems.
所以不是昨天的麻烦，昨天的很好，我的祷告他都听了，都回应了，但是今天没有。
Verse 8, has his unfailing love vanished forever?
难道他慈爱永远穷尽？
That's a strange line.
这是个非常奇怪的一句。
How could unfailing love vanish?
怎么样他的原文英语原文叫 unfailing, 就是一个不可失败的爱怎么会穷尽呢？
If it's unfailing, it can't vanish.
就是如果是慈爱是不失败的这个爱，那
If it vanishes, it's not unfailing.
就这两个词是矛盾的。Unfailing 和 vanish 两个词是矛盾的。
So, you can see the dilemma in the words. The man's heart is saying, I know it's unfailing and I know it's vanished and what's going on?
你会看见这个人他心里的这个矛盾，他又知道这个爱是不会失败的，神的爱不会失败，他又觉得这个爱会消失，会穷尽。
Has his promise failed for all time?
难道他的应许世世废弃吗？
Has God forgotten to be merciful?
难道神忘记开恩？
Or has he in anger withheld his compassion?
因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
Sometimes you say, well, I think the reason that I'm not getting the answer to prayer that I want is because I really am a bad person.
有的时候我们会说，哎呀，我神不回应我，是不是我是一个很糟糕的人呢？
And sometimes we then say, well, if I weren't so bad, then God would answer me.
我会想，如果我不是那么糟糕呢，神就会回应我。
But then the next word is sila.
下一个词又是希拉。
Think about that.
又想一想。
Okay, so you can imagine this person going round and round and round and round in the night, praying and wondering and wondering and praying and round, and it happens tonight and last night and the night before, and it goes on and on and on and on.
你可以想想这个人就是什么样的，他就一直在转圈，他就祷告，然后又思考，思考又去祷告，然后就这么一直转转转。今天是这样，昨天这样，前天也是这样。
Okay, so I guess I could ask you if you've ever been there, but that doesn't really matter. If you haven't been there, you will be. These are concerns, these are complaints that the people of God are going to have.
所以这样的情形啊，是主的孩子啊会碰到的。如果你没有碰到呢？没有是没有关系，但你如果碰到个这样情形，你就会明白这个是非常真实的。
So I want you to turn now to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
那我们回往后翻啊，看一下《使徒行传》的一章。
Acts chapter 1.And verse 7.
一章的七节。
Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. You will remember the story. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken them out to Bethany. He's about to go up to heaven. And as they're walking along, the disciples ask him, and they say, verse 6, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
所以这个背景你们都知道，耶稣要去要升天了，然后呢，最后对使徒们说的这个话，就说父，就是第七节哈。
They wanted to know what God was going to do and when he was going to do it.
对，他们第六节是使徒们问他说，你复兴以色列国就是在这个时候吗？就是门徒们问耶稣，耶稣就回答他们。
And his answer to them was simple. He said, it is not for you to know the times or the dates.
然后第七节耶稣的回答非常简单，他说这个不是你们可以知道的，这个父凭着自己权柄定的时候和日期。
Now that's a very important principle for life.
这是一个非常重要的我们生命中的原则。
Okay?We don't know God's timing.
我们不知道神的时候。
We don't know God's schedule.
我们也不知道神的时间表。
In the authorized version, the word dates is translated seasons.
那另外一个版本呢这个 dates 这个词啊就是日期啊也会翻成季节。
And we don't have any trouble with the seasons in life.
我们在生命中的这个季节我们很容易识别出来。
Because after summer comes autumn.
因为夏天之后就是秋天了。
And after autumn comes winter.
秋天之后就冬天了。
And 3 months later it's going to be spring.
然后之后呢三个月就是春天了。
And we know that it's going to go round and round. Every 12 months it's going to go round and round.
我们知道每12个月它就像一个圈一样它就一直回来回来转圈。
Now the Christian life is like that.
那基督徒的生命呢也像这样。
There are times of harvest.
它有收割的时候。
There are times of winter when you wonder what's going on.
有冬天的时候你不知道怎么回事。
There are times of springtime and planting.
有春天播种的时候。
There are times of intense heat in summer.
有在夏天那么很热的这个时候。
But that's easy to handle in ordinary life because we know the times. And it's going to go round and round and round and everything's going to be fine. But the Lord says it's not for us to know the times, the seasons, the dates,The word actually is the occasions of life.
但是呢神说呢我们在地上的时候这样的季节是很容易处理的很容易面对。但是呢神说因为他的时候呢或者说他这里用的词是 dates 啊和这个 time, 但原文里是 occasion 和这个 season, 就是他的那个情景和那个季节都不是我们能知道的，所以这就让我们，就不能清楚到底未来会是个什么季节。
But the promise is this, verse 8, you will receive power.
但是神也给了我们一个应许，就是第八节，就是你们会得着能力。
Okay, now that's a very delightful promise.
这是一个非常让我们高兴的应许。
Okay, we're waiting for the season to change.
我们在等候这个季节去改变。
Okay, and then you go back and you say, Lord, the problem that I've been praying about is worse today than it was last week, and it's worse today than it was last month. Things aren't getting better, they're getting worse.
所以你会说，神啊，我要祷告的是呢，这个现在比上个礼拜和上个月要更糟糕了。
And the Lord says that's right, but you will receive power.
神说是的，但是呢，你会得着能力。
All right, so let me tell you the sermon that I learned yesterday or the day before.
我给你们讲一篇道哈，就是我前两天听的。
I guess I learned it preparing. Learned it on Monday for Tuesday. That's not important.
Oh, yeah.
There was a man whose name was Elijah. Do you remember the story of Elijah?
你们都记得以利亚哈, 这个人。
He said, now, Ahab, you're a wicked man, and there's not going to be any rain for 3 years.
他跟亚哈王说呢, 你如此的败坏, 那现在呢,天要因为你的这个罪呢, 有3年不下雨了。
So we mentioned on Tuesday that he went down to the brook Cherith, and he was fed by ravens.
我们礼拜二讲的时候呢, 我们都知道他会被神带到一个基列西那边, 然后, 神, 带领乌鸦去喂养他。
Which was not very nice.
乌鸦喂养都不是让人很开心的事了。
And it went on day after day after day.
然后就每一天每一天都是乌鸦来养他。
And I don't think Elijah liked it very much at all.
我也不相信以利亚很喜欢这样的方式。
And he probably said, Lord, the problem is not me. The problem is the wicked country. All I've done is tell them that they must turn back to God, and I'm suffering, and frankly, it hurts.
那我相信以利亚跟神祷告也会说，这是因为这个邪恶的王啊，他导致这个国家的败坏。那我只是告诉他们真理啊，真实的情形是什么，但是我会跟他们一起来受这个难。
And then you remember, as we talked about it on Tuesday, that he went up to Zarephath.
然后呢，我们礼拜二又讲到了后面那个故事呢，他就往北去到了撒勒法。
And he ended up living with a widow woman and her son.
然后呢，他在那边呢，也遇见一个寡妇和他的儿子。
And he was probably hiding in a room in her basement.
然后，以利亚可能就住在他们家的地下室里。
And he had oil and meal for breakfast, and oil and meal for lunch, and oil and meal for supper. And it went on day after day after day after day.
然后我们也知道这个神迹啊，就是他那个妇人的这个坛里的面也没有少，油也没有少。但你要知道，他每一天就是面加油，面加油，面加油是早餐，面加油是午餐，面加油也是晚餐。然后呢，一天一天一天都是一样。
And he probably ended up saying, I wish I could go back to the good old days when the ravens fed me.
然后我猜他甚至会跟主说，我还挺怀念那时候乌鸦养我的时候。
Okay, that's the story. But he spent the first time at the brook Cherith. Cherith, that's what it was called. That's the proper name, the brook Cherith.
Brook Cherith, 就是他在那个基列西旁，乌鸦养他。
And the word Cherith means cutting.
那基列这个词就是砍的意思。
Okay, so here's this great man Elijah.
这是一个属神大仆人啊，以利亚。
And he went down to the area of cutting. And God started cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting away at his life.
然后他就住在哪呢？住在一个叫砍砍cut这个地方。神就在那几年里就一直的修剪他。
He was all alone.
他都是一个人在那里。
And he was praying all the time.
他也一直在祷告。
And God was cutting and cutting and cutting away at his life.
那神就是一直在修剪他的生命啊，砍呀砍呀砍。
Okay, and I don't think he liked it very much.
我也不觉得他会喜欢这个感觉。
So John 15,
然后愿福音15章,
says this. It says, every branch in me that brings forth fruit, he prunes so that it'll bring forth more fruit.
愿福音十五章呢，神说呢， 那所有连接在葡萄树上的那个枝子呢，这主人就修剪干净，让它结果子更多。
So you're a branch in the vine.
然后你会在葡萄树上、葡萄藤上呢，有很多的枝子。
And everything's fine. And you've got nice fruit on your vine.
然后每样都很好，你会在上面看见很漂亮的果子。
And then the vine dresser comes along and he cuts your branch way back.
然后呢，这个时候园丁来了，那他把这个枝子有些剪掉了。
And you say, but I don't like that. I thought it was the grapes were good grapes. Why am I cut back?
那你会说这上面不是有很好的果子吗？为什么我要剪呢？
And the answer is, the vine dresser says, that's right, they were good grapes, but I'm cutting it back so there will be more fruit.
所以园丁说，对，这是个好果子，但是呢，我剪修剪呢，我要让它结更多的果子。
You say, that's not really a lot of fun, you know.
你说，这个真的不好玩。
And so, after spending all that time at the Brook Cherith, Elijah goes up to Zarephath.
然后呢，在基列西待了那么久之后呢，神就把以利亚又带到了撒勒法。
And what does Zarephath mean?
撒勒法什么意思呢？
And the answer is refining.
就是炼了，就是炼。
Okay, so if we had some gold dust here and some small gold nuggets, what would we have to do to make sure that it was really pure gold?
如果我们有一些黄金的这个矿石里面有些金子，但是它有很多杂质，是一大块在这儿，我们怎么样把黄金从里面拿出来呢？
But you'd put it in the fire and you'd heat it till it's really hot and the gold would go to the bottom and the rest, what's there's a word for it, but whatever it is that's not gold is going to float to the top.
对，就是你会用火把它加热到特别特别热的地步呢，这个时候呢，黄金比较重呢，它就会沉到底下去，然后杂质呢，它就飘在面上，就把它分开了。
Okay, so if you were gold and you had to go through the fire like that, what would you think?
如果你是黄金，你要经历这样的一个火呢，你会怎么想？
You'd say, ouch, this is hot, wouldn't you?
你说，哎呀，好热，很热。
I say, I don't like this, this is too hot for me.
你说，我不喜欢，这太热了。
Okay, and so the principle there is 1 Peter chapter 1.
这里的原则呢，是彼得前书的一章。
And that verse is, that we should turn there, I guess we should have turned to John 15.
John 15?
No, 1 Peter chapter 1 for the principle of fire. 1 Peter chapter 1.
7.
And, yep, you're probably right, it is verse 7. That's right. Verse 6 says, keep on looking it up in the wrong Bible.
1章6节和7节。彼得前书。
All right, verse 6 says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while. That's that same word season, times and seasons. These things are for a little while. You may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine. So, here's Elijah, down at the Brook Cherith, cut, 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 cut. And at Zarephath, fire, 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 refining, and the problem is that Elijah couldn't see it. All Elijah knew was that he was alone, he was hiding, he wasn't properly nourished, he didn't have the right kind of food, and it wasn't his fault.
所以第五节第六节这里说呢，因为你们是大有喜乐，如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁啊。这个原文里面这个词呢，就是也是季节的，就是一直要持续一段时间的。那叫你们的信心，既被试炼，就比被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵。
So in Elijah's story, what comes next?
然后以利亚的那个故事啊，大家都知道他在那个基列西，然后砍砍砍，在这个撒勒法那边就是练练练啊，都不是因为他的错了，但是他要经历这一切的试炼。然后最后的故事结果是什么样呢？
He calls Ahab and the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel, and there's a showdown between the wicked prophets of Baal and the Lord, and God sends fire from heaven.And consumes the sacrifice, all of the evil prophets are destroyed.
那就是在那个山上呢，他和四百多的这个巴利先知有一个直接的面对面的，就是亚哈王所养的那些巴利先知直接的面对面的较量。那最后神从天上降下火来，把所有这些这个祭物都烧了，他赢了。
How long did it take?For God to destroy the prophets of Baal.
那神什么时候来毁灭这些巴利先知的？要了多长时间？
One afternoon.
一个下午。
How long did it take for Elijah to get ready for that one afternoon?
那需要多长时间让以利亚预备好去经历那一个下午呢？
Three years.
三年。
Okay, so David Jeremiah is talking about Elijah these days on the radio. And he said, Elijah doesn't say very much, but when he talks, it's powerful.
所以有个传道人最近在电台里，他就在讲以利亚。那以利亚其实不怎么说话，但是呢，当他开始说的时候，他就会非常有力量。
Okay, so that's what Psalm 77 is all about.
这就是诗篇77篇讲的真理。
Psalm 77 is you pray and 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 nothing happens.
它其实讲的背景就是你祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，但是没有什么发生。
And God is saying, remember the cutting and the refining.
神说呢，
take time.
你要记得啊，这个修剪那个。和炼净是需要时间的。
And then you say, all right, God's in charge of the times, the seasons, the occasions. That's not me. All I do, I just wait when God's ready, he'll use me. But we can't tell him when he's going to do that.
所以你说呢，哎呀，神的这个时间哈，有他的时间表，我们要做的就是等候。
All right. verse 10 then.
第十节，回到诗篇七十七。
Says, then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the Most High.
我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代。
Now the authorized version says in verse 10,And I said, this is my infirmity. This is where I was wrong. I don't know what the Chinese says there, verse 10.
Coward.
This is
cowardness.
My cowardice. All right. Okay. So basically he's saying, I was wrong to think all that.I was wrong to continually say, why doesn't God answer me? Why doesn't God answer me? Why doesn't God answer me? He knows what he's doing.
所以呢，这里面呢，神，我们会说，神为什么不回应？为什么不回应？其实神是知道，这一切事情的过程和结果的。
And then in verses 11 and 12, he talks about his strength, what he should do.
然后在十一和十二节呢，他就讲到了神的力量哈。
He says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago.
我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事。
I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds.
我要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。
So instead of saying, Lord, why don't you answer me today? You could say, Lord, thank you for answering me yesterday.
所以呢，你不用说呢，主啊，你为什么今天不回答我？你就说呢，主啊，我谢谢你昨天回答了。
And if you think back to the good days, you will get confidence for the difficult days today.
Amen. 就如果你回去看过去神在你的祷告中的带领，你就能够有信心他今天依然带领。
So in my life, and I keep telling you folk stories about my life, and I apologize, but I tend to remember that better than other things. In my life, God did his mighty, many mighty things when I was at university.
在我的生命中啊，神做了很多很大能的他的大能的手做了很多的工，可以往前追溯到直到我在大学都是这样。
They were good days, not in terms of fun and games and other things, but they were good days in this. At university, God answered many of my prayers in a very dramatic way.
所以呢，神响应了我听。或者回应了我很多的祷告，是用非常神奇的方式回应。
And so sometimes I say, well, God, if you did that when I was 22, 23 years old, why don't you do it today?
有的时候我说，主啊，你在22岁，我22岁、23岁的时候，你做这个，你为什么今天不做呢？
And what was the answer?
答案是什么呢？
Part of the answer is, he proved himself then, I don't need any more proof.
其实他已经证明了他自己，他不需要再更多的证明他自己。
What's the value of more proof? I already know he's a miracle working God.
我已经知道他是一个行神事，神迹奇事的神。
So I'm not going to be any stronger today because he gives me more proof. I've got to trust him today. He's going to work.Because he did work yesterday.
所以我不需要更多的证据了，我今天只需要信靠他，因为他真的是行奇事的神。
And you'll find that in the Bible. You find that when the Lord Jesus Christ first started to preach, he preached in Capernaum. And he did many wonderful miracles in Capernaum.
所以你会回到圣经，你会看见当耶稣第一次开始祷告的时候呢，他是在加百农祷告的，他在讲道的时候，他在加百农讲道的，然后他在这个加百农呢，他行了很多的神迹。
Then he went to Jerusalem and he did many marvelous miracles in Jerusalem.
然后他在耶路撒冷又去了耶路撒冷，他耶路撒冷又做了很多神迹。
Then when the apostles started to preach, they did wonderful miracles. Where did they do their miracles?
那他们使徒们开始讲道的时候呢，他们也做了。很多神迹，那他们在哪做呢？
In Capernaum?
在加百农吗？
No.
In Jerusalem? Not much.
在加百农吗？完全没有。在耶路撒冷吗？有一些不多。
They did their miracles in Samaria.
在撒玛利亚有的。
They did their miracles in Joppa.
在加帕。
They did their miracles up in Turkey, what is Turkey today, and in Macedonia, in Greece.
所以这些神迹会越往外面走，就到今天的土耳其的地方，以及这个马其顿的地方，就是希腊。
So God will do enough miracles in your life and my life to prove that he's there.
神会做很多的神迹在你的生命和我的生命里的证明他是在那里的。
But he may then hold off for a while because he's going to do other things.
但有的时候他会停一停，他要做其他的事。
So, Elijah, going to do great things for you. Lots of cutting, lots of refining, 3 years of getting ready for one big day.
所以以利亚呢，神也要预备他3年啊，为了那一个最重要的一天，他就砍啊，修剪啊，一练啊。
So you remember in this story in the life of the Lord Jesus, the little line that goes like this. He says, my hour is not yet come.
对，你会读圣经讲到耶稣的故事的时候，他就会经常出现这个词，说我的时候没有到。
And it's true, the whole of the Lord, life of the Lord Jesus was leading up to that one great hour, the day of the crucifixion.
因为整个耶稣的生命呢，就是指向的最重要的那一刻，就是那十字架上的那一小点时间。
And so my prayer goes like this. I pray and I say, Lord, would you please prepare me today for my hour when it comes?
所以我的祷告会这么说，我说主啊，求你今天预备我，来预备我什么呢？预备我要来的我的那个时刻。
I would be very disappointed when my hour comes and I fail.
我会非常的失望，如果我的时候来的是那一刻呢，我失败了。
So I say, Lord, I don't know what that hour is going to be. I don't know what's required. But this I know, would you please prepare me now so that when the hour comes, I'll be ready.
所以呢，我也不知道那个时候会是什么时候，我也不知道会是怎么样。但是呢，我求主呢，现在就预备我，让我在那个时候来的时候能够准备好。
All right. So back now to Psalm 77.
我们回到诗篇77。
And verse 13 says, Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God?
13节神啊，你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神呢？
Now, the authorized version has a slightly different translation for that first line. And it goes like this. It says, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. So again, Long, what's it in Chinese?
Sanctuary.
In the sanctuary.
Clean.
Okay. So, the logic is then that God's ways cannot be simply understood by looking around. We understand God by looking into his dwelling place, his Bible. We understand by looking at things from his perspective.
所以神的作为啊，不是从外面能够去理解的，就我们要进到他的圣经里，站在上帝的视角，站在神的视角呢，你才能理解神所做的事情，而不是你站在外面去评论他。
So, we don't understand things from our perspective, only from his perspective.
所以我们不是从我们的角度，我们的视角来理解神的作为，只能从神的角度才能理解他的作为。
So sometimes we've got to say, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing, but I trust you.
所以有的时候我们会这么说，我说主啊，我不理解你做的事，但是我相信你。
Now, frankly, I have trouble with this.
坦率说呢，我在这个上面是有难处的。
And so I look at some of my problems, and I say, now, Lord, these are big problems, and I've been praying about them for many years.
有的时候我会跟主求，我说主啊，我这些麻烦，我这些问题是真的比较大的，我也为这个祷告了很多年。
And they haven't been solved yet.
但还是没有解决。
And frankly, it's very, very hard for me to see these problems and say, Lord, nothing has been done. What can be done to solve the problem?
然后呢，我也跟主说，哎呀，这个我也看见了这些问题麻烦，但也一样没有解决哈，这个怎么办呢
？Okay, the same problem the psalmist had.
那是就跟这个诗篇的作者的一样情形一样。
What is the answer?
答案是什么
？God knows what he's doing, Harold.
答案就是神知道他在做什么 ，Harold， 他知道。
I've got to be humble enough to say, Lord, I believe you in spite of the fact that. it doesn't look like anything's happening.
所以我必须要足够谦卑，我跟主说呢，主啊，我相信你啊，即使在我的眼睛看起来什么也没发生。
All right, so verse 13 again. Your ways, O God, are holy or are in the sanctuary. What God is so great as our God?
所以有何神大如神呢？
You are the God who performs miracles.
你是行奇事的神。
You display your power among the peoples.
你曾在列邦中彰显你的能力。
With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people.
你曾用你的膀臂赎了你的民。
The descendants of Jacob and Joseph.
就是雅各和约瑟的子孙。
Okay, so that's Selah number three.
这就是又是一个希拉了。
Selah number one is lots of problems.
希拉第一个希拉呢是很多的麻烦。
Selah number two is it looks like God has forgotten.
第二个希拉呢说看起来神好像忘记了我。
Selah number three is God is still great.
希拉第三个呢是神依然是行奇事的神。
And now we've got the fourth movement in the song.
然后呢我们看到第四段了是不是这首圣诗。
Okay, and it's very strange. So I'm going to read it to you again. And you try to figure out why the psalmist is talking about this.
那有点看起来奇怪我帮大家再读一下你来告诉我们。为什么是这个作者要这么写
？He says, "The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters."Though your footprints were not seen. What's that all about?
这是16和到19节在讲什么呢？这么一长段。
Why do you think the psalmist would start talking about the water and the storm?
突然讲起来水啊，这个风暴啊，这些雷声啊之类的。
And the answer is, God was working in the storm.God can do amazing things. He can bring the water down, the thunder, the lightning, and everything else. And he says, God does that. God arranges all these things. He's doing what he's going to do. If God can do it there for the water in the world, how much more can he do it for me and my problem?
所以神依然在风暴中他也做工啊。是所有的闪电啊雷声啊这些都是神在安排如果自然界的风暴也都是在神的手里他也依然在做工他在我人生的这个风暴中他又何等的掌权呢
And so verse 20 says You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron
二十节你曾借摩西和亚伦的手引导你百姓好像人
神 God led the people just like he leads theThunder and the lightning and the rain.
所以神带领他的羊他的民呢就像他安排着雷声闪电一样。
God said, Elijah, you tell them it's not going to rain.
所以神跟以利亚说你要告诉他们不会再有雨了。
It doesn't rain for 3 years.
那三年就没有雨了。
God's doing his great work preparing Elijah,preparing the hearts of the people, 3 years, nothing's happening, except the fact that God is doing everything.
所以神借着以利亚呢，安排这一切，在三年里，神看起来好像没发生什么，但是，其实他一直在预备。
And so Psalm 77 says, you can start singing about that.God's going to do what he's going to do, and we're going to trust him in spite of the fact that it looks like everything's wrong.
所以七十七篇就是想告诉我们，神的旨意，他要做的他就在做啊。我们看起来好像我们不理解，看起来好像是不对的，但是，我们要相信 相信他，信靠他。
So, can I tell you another story?
我来告诉大家另外一个故事。
There was a man who used to be in fellowship here by the name of Mr. Bowler.
在这里呢，有个人跟我们，他叫 Bowler 啊 ，Bowler 先生。
He was a missionary in Africa.
他是在非洲的一个传教士。
He said that one of his friends was a medical missionary in Africa.
他的一个朋友是在非洲的一个医生传教士，就是去行医的传教。
And he went to the villages. He would go to the village. He'd get there relatively early in the day. And he would give medicine to the people during the day.
他会去旁边的村庄呢，比较早的一天早去，然后呢，分发药品。
And then he would get all the people together in the evening, and he would preach the gospel to them.
然后呢，晚间的时候呢，又让大家聚起来呢，还在那地方呢，就开始讲道了。
And this was a pattern that he followed. He would often go to this particular village and do the same thing.
这是他传道的一个方式了。他经常去同一个地方做同样的事。
This particular day, he went to a village. And in the evening, they were building a little place for a fire and for all the people to sit around.
然后呢，同样的，到有一天他去一个村庄，到晚上呢，大家把火堆起来，然后围起来来听他的道。
They had some Bibles and they put the Bibles out so that the people could see from the Bible what the medical missionary was preaching.
然后呢，他们也准备了一些圣经。让大家听的时候呢，能够知道这个传道人在讲什么。
A member of the military and a few of his men came into town just at that point in time.
就在那个时刻呢，从军队啊来了一些人。
The people told him what was happening, and he said, "No, that's not going to happen."
然后呢，人们就告诉这个军队的人说，我们在干什么。军队人说呢，不行，这个不可以怎么样。
And he gave instructions to his men to take the Bibles and throw them in the fire.
然后呢，这个领头的那个军官呢，就告诉他底下的士兵，就把所有的圣经全部收了，然后丢到火里去了。
And to tell everybody that there was not going to be a meeting that night.
然后他就告诉在场的所有人，这天晚上不能再聚会了。
And then they heard thunder.
然后呢，他们就听见
a thunderstorm way off in the distance. This big clapping peal of thunder.
这个时候呢，天上开始打雷了，有个特别大的闪电出来。
And then the next thing they saw some lightning.
那我看见雷声，后下一步就看见闪电了。
And the lightning came down and killed the military man who was saying there's not going to be a meeting tonight.
然后呢，这个闪电呢，一个特别大的闪电，直接就砸下来，就把那个下命令的军官给打死。
And all the other soldiers looked around and said, "What has?" And they ran to the fire, and they pulled the Bibles out of the fire and put them back, and they hopped in their jeep and drove away.
然后那些他手底下的士兵呢，看见这样的特别害怕，赶紧冲到那个火堆去，把所有的圣经都抢出来，把火扑灭了，放回原来地方。他们一起骑着车就跑了。
Okay, God's in charge of thunder and lightning.
神是掌管一切的啊，包括这个雷电。
And I think that's the theme that the psalmist has got here. He says God can change the weather. He can change the thunder. He can send the lightning. He can do whatever he wants. He's going to do what's right for me. And he's going to do what's right for you. He's the God who's going to do it right.
这就是诗篇的作者到最后他说神是掌管万有的神掌管天上的一切包括雷电啊他也一样掌管我生命中所需的，所以我们要做的就是信靠他。
So you say, "Okay, God, thank you very much. I don't understand it. I don't know what tomorrow holds. All I know is that Jesus loves me. He's going to help me."
所以我们要做的就是，我们就知道耶稣爱我， 他会帮助。我也不知道明天会怎么样，我们也不知道最终这个事情是怎么成就的，但我们就知道他爱我，他一定会成就。
All right, that's my comments so far. Questions, comments now.
有什么问题？
The last part of this psalm is reminds me of the last few chapters of Job, the book of Job.
Yes.
Quite similar.
Okay. Yeah. Explain a little more in detail why you say that.
Yeah, because God spoke to Job.
Yes.
In the cloud, and when I create the whole, the heaven and earth, where are you?
Yes.
The Lord just teach Job to be humble.
Yes.
And be patient.
That's
and
right.
Trust him.
That's what it is, yes. We get all upset.
Yeah.
And God doesn't get upset.
Jesus did verse 19. And he stays. Right? He walked in the sea.
Okay, yes, that's right. Very good.
He walked in the sea.
Yeah. And the children of Israel went through the sea.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've just been pondering it today, but Moses led the people through the sea on dry land.
Yeah.
Jesus came later.
Yeah.
He just walked across the top.
Yeah.
Okay? One was great, the other was greater.
Yeah. 就是摩西啊，就是第十九节，其实耶稣做了一次啊，耶稣海面行走就把第十九节做了一次，他就在海上走，然后他的脚踪也无人可寻。所以摩西带着大家是走海底的干地走的，耶稣是直接走海面上走。所以神的能力总是超乎我们的想象，我们要做的就是信靠他。
The other thing is that the children of Israel actually went through the sea. They had no idea that was the way out of the problem.
Yeah.
They had all the Egyptian army behind them. They had mountains here and the sea in front of them, and there was no way of escape. And the Lord blew, and he blows the water clear, and they walk across the Red Sea. Absolutely incredible.
所以当以色列全民走过干地过红海之前，其实他们不知道该怎么走出这个困境。那敌人在后面，海在前面，两边都是山，他们觉得这个已经是绝境了。但是神就能把海分开，让他们走干地过去。所以这个是非常非常。
And I keep telling you that when I was a university student, amazing things happened to me. But they did happen to me. And there's no way, absolutely no way, they should have happened.But they did happen. The miracle was there.
就像我跟大家分享的，我在大学的时候经历的一些事情，这不可能发生，但是它的确发生，这就是神迹。
So if you tell people this is the way you graduate, if I were to tell people you can graduate from university the same way I did, they'll say no, that's impossible. You can't do it that way, and I did it that way.
我跟大家分享，以前我跟别人说，你别人都说哎，这不可能，你不可能这么毕业。我说就是这样的呀，我就是这样的。
I will tell you just one part story, and that is the last exam that I ever wrote, I didn't write it. It was a verbal exam, and I did so poorly on it that I couldn't remember.Something that I should have known and did know in my second year of university. And this was at the end of my university career. And I couldn't remember the stuff at the beginning.
就是他的四年级应该是快结束的时候，他经历一次考试啊。那考试呢，他是要口头，可能要去做个演讲还不要什么，然后他就完全记不得他前面二年级时候的一些课程的内容，他按道理应该能记得。
And the easiest thing would have been for those men to say, we can't pass this man. I mean, he doesn't even know the simplest stuff.
然后呢他做的非常糟糕，这个他这个表现的非常糟糕，这个最容易的想得出来的结果就是他连最简单的最基础的二年级的一些东西都没讲出来，然后那个考官应该正常就应该把他 fail 了。
But two or three years earlier they had made the mistakes, not me.
但是
you can't, you won't understand that, but anyway you can translate it and I'll tell you more later.
Yeah, 就是两三年前呢他们做错了，就是那些考官做错了一些事情，不是他。
And the mistakes that they had made embarrassed them so much that it wouldn't have mattered what I'd said on my final exam. They would have said, there, there, that's very, very good.
然后他们这些考官他们两三年前那个做错使他们很尴尬啊，以至于不管 Harold 讲什么他们都决定让他过了。
Okay, that's not the way I recommend that you do it, but that's what God allowed me to do.
这不是我建议大家要去经历的事，但是这是神在我身上许可我的经历。
God works in amazing ways.
神是一个非常神奇的方式来做事情。
Be of good courage. Let's look the verse up. I don't know what word to look up, see if it's under courage.
What's that?
Be of good courage. The Lord will strengthen your heart.
Joshua?
Mm-hmm. I guess it isn't. How do you spell courage?
C-O-U-R-A-G-E.
Why isn't it? No, I can't spell.
C-O-U-R-A-G-E.
C-O-U-R-A-G-E.
Psalm 31, 24.
Psalm?
That probably it, yeah. Psalm 27:14 or 31:24. They're probably both what we want. Psalm 31:20. Yes, that's right. Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart.
31, 诗篇31:24，凡仰望耶和华的人，你们都要壮胆，坚固你们的心。
27:14 is similar.
诗篇27:14也是类似的。
Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Okay, so the key verse is there is wait.
所以这里的重要的经文是等。
Are you good at waiting?
你是不是很善于等呢？
I'm not good at waiting. No,
都不是太善于等。
Okay.
现在就想要。
When I'm hungry, I like to go to McDonald's. I can eat right now. I like that. Okay. Lord says, no, Harold, wait.
我饿的时候我就喜欢去麦当劳，立刻就能吃。神说呢，不，你要等一等。
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, good.
You'll find often psalms like that. And the psalmist often goes through the same logic, and you start out praying, and then you wait and wait and wait, and then finally the answer comes. The psalm that I might have turned you to tonight is Psalm 86 and 88. Those psalms are so bad that sometimes you have to wait for generations before it all comes clear.
Yeah.
Doesn't all come clear in 5 minutes. Doesn't always come clear in your lifetime.
Amen.
It'll come clear.
Like Abraham.
like Abraham, had to wait. Had to wait a long time. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. God's got a, he's got a much longer time horizon than we have. 1,000 years with him is like a day. Wow.
就神的时间比我们的要长得多，千年如一日啊，在他那里，所以，但是他总是会成就他的旨意的。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are a big God and a good God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是一个好神，您是一个伟大的神。
We're very small, Lord, and we don't understand, and we see things and we say, Lord, this is too scary for me. I don't know what to do.
主啊，我们是渺小的，我们看见事情的时候，我们就说我们很害怕，我不想要这些事。
Lord, we're thankful that though we are fearful and afraid, you're not fearful and afraid.
主啊，我们要感谢您，因为我们是惧怕，但是您是不怕的。
And therefore, Lord, we bring our problems to you.
我们就把我们的难处放在您面前。
You know and understand each of them far more than we do.
您理解这了解这每一个的难处比我们更多。
And you know, Lord, that we really are fearful.
你也知道我们真心从里面有害怕。
Lord, we just commit our problems to you right now.
我们就把我们的难处放在您手里。
As Peter would encourage us, we cast our care upon you because you care for us.
就像彼得鼓励我们所说的一样，我们要把一切的难处卸给您，因为您顾念我们的需要。
And by the grace of God, Lord, we would be of good courage tonight because we know that you will strengthen us.
主啊，要借着圣灵，求您让我们刚强壮胆，跟随您。
So Lord, you bless us, you lead us, you guide us, and you do your good work, we pray.
主啊，求您带领我们，帮助我们，也求您在我们里面做您美好的工。
And we ask all these things in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.